Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
I don't want to keep our next guest waiting because I've heard how some of these book promotions go, and it's kind of a ringer, so I really appreciate that he's
a picture of him signing like 300 books.
Yeah, I appreciate that he's carved out a little time for us this morning on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Seth Wickersham just released, came out yesterday actually. It's called It's Better to Be Feared, The New England Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness. Seth, who works for ESPN as his day job, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Seth, it's great to have you on this morning.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys.
Now, I have to get this out right away. Have you actually ever talked to Bill Belichick before in your life?
Yes.
Okay, really? I mean, because he wasn't sure, and I mean, I'm quite sure that many people have actually seen you over the years talking to Bill Belichick, so I thought it was an interesting quote from him that he wasn't sure that he's ever spoken to you before.
Yeah, the public record on that's pretty clear. Robert Kraft, Tom Brady, and Bill Belichick did not cooperate specifically for the book, but, you know, neither did they make anybody unavailable to me. I never heard from one person that I reached out to that, hey, you know, Bill doesn't want me to talk to you or whatever it was. That never happened.
It's funny because when you hear that and you see Bill Belichick's reaction, you might think, oh, is this kind of an expose, a hit piece, a takedown book? I don't think anything could be further from the truth. I mean, you're incredibly fair, and you say some really, really nice things about Bill Belichick. I mean, you call him basically the greatest football mind, you know, the people who understand football. There's head coaches, there's winning head coaches, uh-huh. There's Super Bowl winning head coaches, and then at the food chain, essentially, there's Bill Belichick. If I was a coach, I'd say, oh, yeah, no, I talked to Seth a lot. I mean, you know, he's a genius.
Well, there was a newser about the book on ESPN.com, and yes, look, in the book, there are cuss words, and there are arguments, and there are fights, and there's moments where people lose their patience with one another, but the book is about these, you know, what it takes to be great at a sport and in a profession where greatness is inherently fleeting. You know, these guys were great over a sustained period of time, and I try to get into what made them great and what the cost of that greatness was.
Seth, I would say that no team has been talked about or maybe written about more this century than the New England Patriots, yet they remain kind of a shrouded mystery to so many. That has to be Bill Belichick, but what's your kind of thinking behind that curtain that just veils everything that the Patriots do?
Well, there's no question about that, and I think that, you know, the testament to that in a lot of ways was maybe 10 years or so ago when all of his coaches were coming out of his system and they were struggling on their own and often kind of emulating him. And meanwhile, the Patriots just kind of kept on winning no matter who was at offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator or whatever. The system, everyone always talks about the Patriot way. I think if anything, we've learned that there is no Patriot way, that there's two very special people, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, who found each other at the perfect time in each other's lives when both of them knew the fleeting nature of their dreams and, you know, managed to put together something unprecedented.
Talking to Seth Wickersham, author of It's Better to Be Feared, with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Let's talk about Brady, because you do kind of go through his entire history. I mean, clearly now, I don't think there's much debate. The greatest quarterback in NFL history, but certainly didn't have to be that way, did it, Seth, at the beginning of his career?
Well, one of the things I wanted to try to get at with Brady is, you know, what were the key moments in his life where this could have gone a different direction? And one of them occurred when he was in Michigan, and he was, in his own words, he was a whiner, and everything was somebody else's fault. And he was buried on the depth chart, and he was going to transfer. He told Lloyd Carr, the head coach, that he was probably going to transfer to Cal. And that night, he meets with his counselor, a man named Greg Hardin. And he tells him, you know, I can't get on, you know, I can't move up the depth chart. I'm never going to see the field. I gotta leave. And Greg Hardin, his response was so revealing. He didn't give Brady a hug, and he didn't even provide tough love. Instead, he started laughing at Brady. And it was basically like, you want to leave? Go ahead. You haven't done, you know, squat here anyway, and no one's going to care if you go. And it really kind of reignited the competitive fire within Brady that, you know, he had no response for that. Greg Hardin was correct. And if Tom Brady had decided to leave that night and transfer to Cal, he probably would have had a good career, but he never would have been the Tom Brady that we know now. It's moments like that that I really tried to unpack and delve into to try to explain who he is now.
Seth, we see dynasties in sports, you know, every once in a while, rare but not unheard of. You think of the Chicago Bulls, the New York Yankees in the late 90s. Where do you rank the Patriots dynasty, and what in particular do you think made them so special? I mean, was it more Tom Brady than Belichick? Was it more Belichick than Tom Brady? Because it feels like this has been something over the last 20 years that we may never see again.
Yeah, I mean, in modern NFL history, obviously they're unparalleled. I don't know how to compare beyond that. You know, these things are difficult. But, yeah, I mean, what made these guys so great? I just talked about, you know, Brady and kind of how he acquired that mental toughness. With Belichick, it's really interesting. For someone who is, like, as socially awkward and nerdy and introverted as he is, he understands the human condition in a way that I think it's overlooked a lot. When people talk about him as a coach, he knows how to get inside the heads of opposing quarterbacks and opposing head coaches, and he knows how to force them to be under pressure and stress, and knows that at that moment they might revert to their most essential selves, and at that point he has like a step up on them. I'll give you a for instance, and there's many of these, but like when he played Peyton Manning in the early part of the century, when, you know, the Patriots were beating the Colts all the time, it seemed, he knew that Manning's strength was his wizardry, right? He knew that Peyton Manning understood the game like very few quarterbacks in NFL history would, and that he was so smart that, you know, he could diagnose the defenses before the snap. But he knew that there was like he could figure out a way to use that against him. And when he would play the Colts, for instance, he would give them the run up the middle. He would just put defenders on other parts of the field and defend other plays and make him run up the middle and make him call runs, knowing that someone as smart as Peyton Manning would get bored calling runs up the middle and would eventually try to deviate from that, and that's when Belichick would have him, and he'd almost walk into a trap. It's fascinating how he was able to do that, and he really kind of breaks guys. I mean, he some of the things he's done to coaches over the years, it haunts them years later.
Seth, so given the research that you had to put into writing the book, what is your understanding of how the breakup between Brady and Belichick and the Patriots happened that led to his departure to the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Well, it was a slow move over a couple years. I mean, after they beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl, the dynamics in the building just changed. You know, Brady wanted to push his business more, and he did a documentary that the Patriots didn't even really know about. And he wanted to be known as more than just the Patriots quarterback. And in the meantime, you had the Belichick side of things. He was deeply invested in Jimmy Garoppolo and turned down trade offers to ship him before he finally ended up doing it the day before the trade deadline. And he, you know, banned Alex Guerrero from part of the building because Guerrero was a divisive force within the building between the Patriots training staff and the players. And in the offseason, Brady ends up skipping the entire voluntary offseason program and kind of wanted his release from the team. was so angry at the way that the season had gone and angry at Belichick. And on top of it all, he wanted a contract to play until he was 45. And the Patriots were just never comfortable doing that. And it was not just Belichick, it was Kraft too. And so in August of 2019, again, they're negotiating a contract, and Brady was so frustrated at how things are going, he almost left camp in protest. But he ends up signing a one-year deal with an out to be a free agent, and 48 hours after he signed that deal, he and Giselle Bundchen put their house on the market.
Bill Belichick doesn't seem like a man who spends a lot of time on regret, but do you think in those quiet moments at night that he's kind of kicking himself for not believing in Tom Brady a little bit more, given the level that he's still playing at now, 2 years removed from his departure and one more Super Bowl title under his belt?
Well, you know, that would take some serious truth serum, but again, it's like the two people in this world who should know better than to underestimate Tom Brady are Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, and they did just that.
Wow. That's a perfect way to wrap it up. I can't let you go with at least asking you about the big NFL headline this week. Maybe a topic for a future books on John Gruden, but given, after spending so much time writing about Bill Belichick, seeing just what has been kind of your reaction to this Gruden story this week, and how much deeper do you think it's going to go, and how bad is this going to be for the NFL if more of these emails start to come out from this Washington football team investigation?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it means beyond John Gruden, but obviously there's just no place for that kind of language. There's just none. And that's it. There's just...
Yeah,
I was mortified when I read that, and there's no place for that language.
Hey, cuss words are okay. That's a totally different story from the book. Very exciting. It's available now. It's Better to Be Feared: The New England Patriots Dynasty and the Pursuit of Greatness by Seth Wickersham. Seth, really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Seth Wickersham, ESPN author, now published author. If you're interested at all in football, Patriots, whatever, again, you can pick it up today. Anywhere Amazon you're looking for books. Seth appearing on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.